Ladies and gentlemen, babies and big kids, welcome to Hot Tub Gators, a News of the Weird podcast hosted by yours truly, Wright Williams, wherein every time this podcast airs, it will consist of me reading you at least three stories from the weird news of the week. I find these stories either in websites, webular pages, tight sites like Google, Yahoo, Bing, or Twitter, newspapers, magazines, etc. Anyways, let's get down to it. Let's start talking. It's a short-form podcast, so it's going to be rather quick, but I hope that you become a valued listener. I love you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you so much. Story number one. Okay. From uexpress.com. News of the Weird by the editors at Andrews Meal Syndication. This one is a little near and dear to my heart. I love alcoholic beverages. Brewery worker Del Hall of Newtown, Ohio, is taking an unusual approach to fasting for Lent this year. Hall, who works at the 50 West Brewery in Dayton, is going on an all-beer-only diet until Easter. He told WKRC-TV that monks from the 1600s expired him. Quote, "They would take a popular style of beer and journey, Bock beer, make it extra hearty, and that would be their liquid bread. And that's what they call it," Hall said. He is, however, including all types of beer in his Lenten fast. "This seems very daunting," he noted. "I'm just curious if I'm up to the challenge." He also plans to check in with his doctor during the fast. Story number two. Okay, this next story comes to us, oh my god, I've dropped the phone, from the Huffington Post and featured what must be a banner of a gentleman. The article dated 3/25/2019 states, "Judge orders man not to drink Pepsi while on probation." The defendant will not be able to drink Pepsi for 4 years, according to the ruling. Wailuku, Hawaii. A man has been ordered not to drink his favorite soft drink for 4 years of probation on a car theft conviction. Judge Rhonda Liu imposed the restriction last week while sentencing 21-year-old Christopher Montiano Jr., the Maui News reported Saturday. Montiano, whatever his name is, lied to police when he was arrested with the car in Maui last June, Liu said in court. Montiano told officers that his cousin had allowed him to drive the car and that he was on his way to buy soft drinks. The judge issued the order for him not to drink Pepsi for 4 years after he told her it was his favorite soft drink. "It's the Pepsi deprivation syndrome," she said. Montiano spent 7 days in jail following his arrest. During that time, he had learned the importance of complying with the law, his defense attorney Josh James said in court. "I'm not going to steal cars anymore," Montalano told the judge. "I don't want to be in jail no more." Liu also sentenced Montalano to 100 hours community service and a $100 fine. He had pleaded no contest to charges of unauthorized control of a propelled vehicle, and also driving without a license. So, 4 years without Pepsi, huh? That's gotta suck. Story number three. Okay, and our final story, our final delightful story comes to us from NBC News. A Chinese man spent 55 years with the opening to his rectum in the wrong place. An unusually long time to live without a normal anus. He had a relatively common birth defect known as an imperfect anus, a condition in which one of every 5,000 infants is born with a misplaced or missing rectal opening. For some reason, this problem occurs slightly more frequently in little boys than little girls, and its cause is currently unknown. Surgeons typically repair the abnormality during infancy. Unfortunately for Mr. Wu, a Chinese farmer from Hubei province, he couldn't afford this operation until middle age. So, how did he move his bowels for more than half a century? He had a 0.5 centimeter diameter hole created near his urethra. Jesus Christ. For excrement. Through which he would squeeze stools out using his hands. It sounds gross, but medically speaking, he had a procedure that created a less than a quarter inch wide surgical hole, which was a substitute anus. This opening was then made next to his scrotum in a more forward position on his body than his rear. He would press his body to force the poop out near his ball sack, and living this way was not easy. He had to pay attention to the food he ate, avoid constipation, and he was a frequent user of laxatives. The dilemma left him very thin, but it did not prevent him from getting married, raw-dogging it, and having children. This January, this poor fellow finally saved up enough money so surgeons could give him something he had waited for a lifetime. A butthole. What I find most unique about this case is that this gentleman went for more than 5 decades without getting proper treatment or having an anus, said Dr. Raphael Purdy, chief of pediatric urology. In developed countries, children have imperfect anuses surgically repaired within the first year of life. Fortunately for Wu, within 3 days of the operation, he reportedly could shit like a normal person. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to Hot Tub Gators. Okay. Babies and big kids. I hope I see you tomorrow. And send me all the weird news things you want to have me talk with my mouthful about. And I hope you have a great night. Bye. Thank you so much, so much, so much, so much for listening to this podcast. I love you very much, and I want to give you lots of hugs and kisses. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you again, thank you again. And thanks for letting me test out this broken audio and see what it sounds like. And I love you, and I want to tickle you, and I want to hug you, and I want to give you lots of sweet, sweet kisses. Thanks. Bye.